Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, everywhere. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, everywhere you hurt. God away.
I want to heal you.
Yes, you
do. Everywhere.
Everywhere you hurt.
Everywhere you hurt. God.
Yes, He will.
He will take the pain.
Listen. God wants to heal you. Everywhere you hurt. Away.
I want to heal you.
Yes, you do.
Everywhere.
Everywhere you hurt.
Everywhere you hurt.
God.
God will
heal
you.
Yes, He will. He'll
take the pain.
Listen.
Hallelujah. God wants to heal you and me. Everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Our theme song, sometimes it just sounds so good to me. I just need to hear it a couple of two, three times. Amen. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Amen. Whether it's in your body, whether it's in the spirit of your mind, it's in relationships, whatever it is, if it's hurting you, He wants to heal it. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We glorify you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the glorious One, the true and living One. We thank you, Lord God, even as we go into prayer, opening up the broadcast, that you are rising over ones with healing in your wings right now in the name of Jesus. And healing is taking place just like years ago when we were going into waiting in line to go into a Benny Hinn crusade and people were getting healed in the line. We thank you, Lord God, that people are getting healed right now as we are praying in today. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for your presence. You said if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hallelujah. Whenever you show up, miracles happen. Hallelujah. And we are make a demand on your anointing today, Lord God, your healing anointing. We think we're in a high state of expectation. Hallelujah. Our faith is reaching out to you right now. In the name of Jesus, knowing that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, you are the healer of all healers. And we thank you for that right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. We have our Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda. We're going to open up your lines. Welcome, Hawkeys.
We are glad to be here and excited and very thankful for yet another broadcast. And who knows what might happen. Probably some very interesting things will occur this evening. could be any number of things. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. But where is Minister Linda? Is she here yet?
She'll be joining us shortly. She's taking care of a couple of family things real quick. So she'll be back here.
All right. Well, good. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we get started today, we just want to even, last month, I'm going to go back to last month and just, you know, praise God for what even happened last month. You know, Pastor Mom was in the hospital last month, and so Minister Elaine and Pastor Price took care of the broadcast last week. I could not make it. Elder Philip and Minister Linda couldn't make it on, but glory to God, God made it, didn't he? Hallelujah. And if I remember correctly, you know, from listening to the recording of it, I want to say there were at least four healings on last month. And I want to praise and thank God again for Minister Elaine. And for Pastor Price coming on, and as they say, pinch hitting for us, and and keeping everything going. Amen. Did you want to say something, Elder?
No. I'm just thankful they did that. Praise God.
Yeah. And let me not forget our engineer, Minister Joy was the engineer. So, you know, she made behind the scenes and, you know, number one keys pressed and those lines were open and ready and all of that. So we thank God. It's a beautiful thing, you know, if you have to go and do something else, amen, for others to step in and go ahead and do what the Lord says do. Love it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for that. And we didn't, nothing missed a beat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's awesome.
Amen.
That is awesome.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So, Pastor Mom, those who don't know, I think most of you probably know already that Pastor Mom experienced a fractured femur in her left leg right above her knee. And they were concerned because she had a knee replacement many years ago, over 20 years ago. And the knee replacement stayed in place, but when she had the fall, but the bone above it cracked or fractured.
Ooh.
So I will say that for a beautiful 90-year young woman, she's doing very well. Hallelujah. They wanted to give her some serious pain medication, and we kind of didn't want that to happen. They wanted to give her morphine, and let me just put it like it didn't happen. We said that they would give her some kind of a little half a pill of an opioid, 2.5 milligrams, if she needed it. But let me tell you, most of the time, it was just Tylenol.
Wow.
Tylenol, and she wasn't in that much pain. And after, I think, maybe about a week, she could even turn, you know, better and everything. So, you know, we just thank and praise God. She came home from, she went into rehab for about 20 days, 21, 22 days, and she got home. She came back home on Monday. Glory to God. So
yes.
She is here. It's so much more to that story, but that's the main thing. And so we're going to open up the line for her. She's kind of sleepy. Hopefully she can talk to us for a few moments. My sister, Minister Mary, is with her right now. We're still in the same place, but I'm in one room and they're in another room. So, Minister Mary and Pastor Mom,
we're here.
Oh, good, good.
Say hi, Mama.
Hi.
Hi.
Praise the Lord.
Did you want prayer for anything today?
Mommy, you want prayer for anything?
Yes.
She say yes.
Is there anything that's hurting?
Anything hurting, Mommy?
No, nothing.
She say no, nothing is hurting. But
okay.
She just wants prayer.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
That's good.
This is what we can pray about because, you know, even though they sent her home, the doctor, her orthopedic surgeon that did the surgery, what they did was they went in, the little holes, they punched the holes in her leg, around her knee and stuff, and then they put a rod in there and pins to hold it in place because they're trying to hold the fractured bone together to help it to heal. And so because of that, they don't want her to put any weight on that left leg. It's called non-weight bearing. And so that's what we want to pray for, that the bone will heal because they said if she bears weight on it, could possibly the fracture could come loose. And so, we're praying for healing of that bone. We're going on the 17th to see, they're going to do an X-ray again to see where it is. I mean, see how it's going. And we also want to pray. We found out just today, we took her. She went to the doctor's last Friday, I think it was. They did a test on her and found out, they told us today that she's been diagnosed with three infections in her bladder. And so, and she had been having some issues with pain in that area. And so, I mean, for months she's been going through, and they realized it was three infections. So they're giving her three kinds of antibiotics, one at a time, to try to kill this infection that's going on. So that's we want prayer about that, about the three infections, about the bones. Healing the bone quickly in the name of Jesus.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you that you're a miracle-working God. We thank you that you truly are in the midst of us as a people and as a group. I thank you, Lord, that you're here and the Holy Spirit is here. And we have our first prayer request about these three different infections and also for the bone. And Lord, I'm asking you, we are asking, not just me, but we as a group are asking that first of all, this bone and bones would heal up perfectly and quickly without any kind of setbacks or complications. We ask that you would speed up the healing process, that you would supernaturally energize the healing process so that it would go above and far above and beyond the regular and the normal and would be at a whole other level, a whole other level, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then Lord, also for these infections, now I curse all three of them by the power of the name of Jesus. I order you to stop. I order you to retreat. I order you to get out of Pastor Mom's body in the name of Jesus. And I order this by the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. You have been evicted. You have been cursed. You have to leave in Jesus' name. You have to start retreating now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just release your healing power to go into that area of her body and heal and fix and restore every single thing that has been damaged in any way by any of these infections in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We spread your spirit all over her. We anoint her by your spirit and the power of the blood, and we claim this for her and with her and with her family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, we'll definitely keep you all posted on that and, you know, let you know what's going on. And Mary, would you want prayer for anything while we got you on?
Not any kind of healing or anything like that. You know, I think I asked for this last time too. I can't remember. Continue prayer for a situation with my son. I believe God has already done it, but it never hurts to have prayer warriors with me.
Okay. Amen. All right. And what is your son's name, please?
Lenny Jr.
Lenny Jr. All right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
And it does have to do with the medical issue. About 10 years ago, he had a traumatic brain injury, and now some symptoms are coming about that, God miraculously healed him, but some things are coming about now that, we need to seek more professional help for him.
Those
things have caused some issues for him at work.
Got it. Okay.
But I plead the blood of Jesus over this conversation and even this request, because I know that God has gone before us to straighten it out. He's armed us, for the battle and have subdued our enemies in the name of Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Well, Father, we lift this prayer request to you for Lenny Jr. and all of the things that he's going through. We ask that you would strengthen him and guide him, and that we would pray that he would in all ways, 3 John 2, that he would, we pray that for him to be all in all ways prospering and in good health, and have the peace of Jesus Christ, and have the power and of a sound mind, not any kind of fear, but power and love and a sound mind in Jesus' name. We speak power and love and a sound mind over him in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, you said we have the right to ask this. We have the power to ask this. And we do in Jesus' name. On behalf of our brother, we ask that your power come upon him very strongly, and that he would feel your power and sense your power, and that things would begin to change and things would begin to improve in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for all the prayers that have gone forth beforehand on this, and we're just adding to it. We're taking anything away, we're just adding to it in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Lord. What a privilege. Amen.
My God. Name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Love you, Mary. Love you, Mom. Love you, Pastor Mom.
Love you,
yes,
too.
Lord.
She said, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you, too. You know what I saw so interesting about Pastor Mom is she was going through and, you know, she was, you know, in any kind of pain, I could tell what kind of pain it was, if it was a hard pain or a soft pain, you know. Like, you know how we ask, you know, what's your pain level from 1 to 10 or 0 to 10?
Yes.
I could tell when, if she was in pain, like maybe a 1 to about 4 or 5, she would say, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. That I knew she was in pain. If it was, uh-huh. If it went above about a 4 or 5 and got up high, she would say, Jesus, Jesus. And when
yes.
she got to Jesus, she had to have, you know, we knew that she was in pain. So, you know, I said, thank you, Lord, because, you know, some people might have been cussing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they might have been.
or they could have been saying all kind of stuff. But, you know, she was calling on the Lord, and then she got, if it was real tough, she called on the name of the Lord, Jesus.
Yeah.
So I just said, I thank you, Lord. You know, no matter what she's going through, God is in the midst. Hallelujah. Amen. Did I hear Minister Linda?
You do.
Yes.
You do.
You sure did. Hi there.
Well, hello. Hello.
I'm here. I'm a little late, but I'm here. We're celebrating my son's 26th birthday.
Oh,
he's my
wonderful.
Baby son.
Your baby is 26. Wow.
Yeah. He's my baby boy. He's the youngest boy. Can you believe that?
That's hard to believe.
Oh, I know.
That
it seems like yesterday that I had him.
I'm sure.
His name is His name is Noah. We were doing everything in Noah's Ark when I was pregnant with him and when he was born. His name is Noah Matthew. And Noah means a new beginning, and Matthew means gift of God.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Amen. So, amen. Well, you know, right now, the Lord has, well, I'll tell you what, anyone who's experiencing anything and you want prayer, press your number one key. I guess tonight is a wide open night. There many times he'll tell us, you know, an ailment that's going to be healed before the broadcast, and well, I might have heard a little something. The one thing that I heard was he would heal the things going on in the battlefield of the mind.
Okay.
So not all the time is it a physical healing, but some people are going through battles in their mind, and he wants to heal that too, because that's a painful thing to go through. That.
Yes.
Amen. And the other thing, just now I'm perceiving some pain. It's my left side, but sometimes I mirror people. This
mm-hmm.
is pain around the side of the stomach. The stomach seems to still be involved in it, but it's the side of the stomach. Something is going on with that. And I see someone has pressed their number one key.
Glory to God.
Okay, so we're going to open up this line. Oh, and I don't know whose number this is. So before I open up the line, anyone else, if you're experiencing something so far, if you're experiencing in your mind, you know, and that could be kind of emotional or kind of traumatic in your mind, or something going on your side, around the stomach, the side area of the stomach. Pressure number one, Keith, you know somebody who's going through something like that, call them up. Tell them to call on in, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And if they're not able to call, you go ahead and press your number one key. Tell us about it, and we will pray for them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Opening the line now for area code 443.
Hallelujah.
Tell us who you are.
Hi, hey, this Beatrice.
Oh, you
Praise
know what?
God.
I should know your name. I'm going to put that. Amen. You know, when I looked at it, Sister Beatrice, I said, that number looks familiar to me. And so thank you for calling in. What's going on?
I had to push that button, especially when you said something about the side is my right side and stuff be going on my mind, thinking about stuff on the job and all that. It's just terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. So I need prayer on that. God spoke to you right. You're right. You called that one. Yes.
Glory to Jesus.
And I almost forgot. I say, oh, pathetic heel in the night. That's why I'm just joining in about 5 minutes ago. Yes.
Okay. Well, see, God wouldn't let you forget. He brought it back
Lord
to your memory.
Amen.
So your mind and your side and around your stomach as well. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Matt, Elder, or Minister Linda?
Picking up anything specific, little Linda? This is Beatrice. She needs
Is Helen on here tonight?
What? Say that again?
Sister Helen?
Yeah, she just got on. She's here.
All right, okay.
Amen. Here as well. Okay. And then we have other people who are interceding as well.
Amen.
That's right. Praise
you,
Jesus. Well, there's pain in the side, there's pain in the abdomen, and there's mental things going on. Attacks in the mind.
Well, I can minister about attacks in the mind that I know what works for me. And it's not that I'm receiving anything, you know, special from the Lord right now, but I know that this works for me every time, that whenever I've had a battle of the mind or things that I knew were not thoughts from God or that he would want, is I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind and over my spirit. And I'm telling you that probably in 30 minutes, everything has changed. I do that over and over again. When the battle leaves, it leaves.
And I was just talking about the scripture that goes with that. Is Hebrews 9:14. And it says that the blood of Jesus is able to purge your conscience from every dead work to serve the living God.
Amen.
Amen. And the blood still works. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It surely does.
Yeah.
So you want to go ahead and pray for her, Minister Linda?
You still talk to
Minister. Sister Beatrice?
Yes, I'm here.
You pray for the, I'll do the pray for the healing of the mind. You pray for the body. I think you've got the anointing for that.
Right. You can start with the mind.
Okay, I'll pray for the mind first. Lord God, I pray for my sister right now. Right now we come against these negative thoughts, spirits, demons, whatever these battle the mind is. We come against it in our sister in Jesus' name. And right now I plead the blood of Jesus over her brain, over her spirit, over her mind. I plead the blood of Jesus upon Beatrice right now. I plead your blood, Jesus, that she will only have thoughts that are of you, and that you will come in full control of her thoughts and her spirit right now in Jesus' name. And right now I pray that your blood will flow from the tip of her head to the tip of her toes, and that you will be the guider, and that her mind will not open game to enemy any longer. You must leave enemy. You must leave Beatrice's mind right now in Jesus' name. You must leave in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you for that. We praise you, and we thank you for leaving our sister alone. We thank you, Jesus, for getting the devil to leave our sister alone. We thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, I just ask you to just continue to cleanse her of any thoughts that the devil tries to put on her or tormenting. I don't know what they all are, but somebody not loving her or people being mean to her. I don't know what they are, but, Lord, you do. I couldn't even guess what they are. But, Lord, you know. And you know what your children go through sometimes. And I just ask that you would be completely delivered and set free of any battle of the mind. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Now,
amen.
We had said that there was some pain in the side and then also something in the abdomen. Is that correct?
Down at the bottom, yes.
Okay. And are you in pain in those areas now?
Yeah.
Well, I feel led. I'm going to put my hands on my wife. Is it your right side or your left side, Beatrice?
The right.
The right side. Okay, I'm going to put my hands on my wife as a point of contact and also just as a way of releasing the Holy Ghost into you and onto you. So.
Now, let me say this as you get started, Elder Phillips. Now, if we look at a scale of zero being no pain, but you said there is some pain, zero to 10, what would you say your pain level is right now in the stomach? About a 5.5? Okay.
Up on the side, yes. It's uncomfortable. Okay. Something not right.
Okay. All right. Okay, you got it.
Yeah. Here it comes. Here it comes. All right. I lay my hands on my wife's side and her lower abdomen in Jesus' name. And as the anointing starts to flow from our hands as a group, it also flows from my hands. And I, to these pains on the side and the down lower in the front, we take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the power of the Holy Ghost among us and moving through us. And this has been exposed and called out supernaturally by a word of knowledge. So we've got your number. There's power going in there right now. Hallelujah. Lord, I just loose this power into our sister right now as it surges forth into her. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We abolish all of the pain and the cause of the pain. We lose healing to completely restore over on the side and completely restore down the stomach area or whatever. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as power still flows into our sister, we thank you, Lord. Bless your name. And we are very grateful. I let this anointing just soak into her in the name of Jesus. And we order the pain and the cause of the pain out in Jesus' mighty name. We're going to let you take a moment or two, as long as you want, to tell us what you're experiencing, and then we'll pray more if needed and just follow the leading of the Lord. Praise God. Are you still there?
Oh, excuse me. I had heard some noise on coming from the line. I shut her line down, but here she is.
Okay.
Sister Beatrice?
Yes, I'm here. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm here.
Are you feeling any better? What's going on?
I got my hand on it. Mm-hmm. So it can ease up.
Okay.
It's going to get some time. I'm prayed on it. We claiming it in the name of Jesus. Whatever the cause is, bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, in the blood of Jesus.
You're still feeling
yes.
the pain. Did it go down from the 5.5 at all?
It's
is
coming
it
down.
A little bit
it's
less?
Coming down. It's coming down.
Where
I got my hand
now?
On it.
Okay,
on,
we're
going to
pray.
On. I'm sorry, what you say?
We're going to pray again, and we
want
to know where you are. If it's still at 5.5, just say
Hallelujah.
It's still at 5.5.
Yeah.
You know,
yes. I got my hand on it.
Okay.
I got
Keep
my hand
on
it.
Okay.
All right.
Get me some.
If you have a few more moments, we're going to go back again, okay?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you,
okay.
Jesus.
Okay. Here you go. Round number two. Here it comes. Lord Jesus, loose your spirit upon Beatrice.
Mm-hmm.
She has her hands on herself as a point of contact. I have my hands on my wife, and your power is flowing out of our hands. I can feel it. I feel it, actually. There's a big, strong wave right now. Now you're tapping it. You're getting it. You're getting it. You're getting it. You're getting it. I can feel this Holy Ghost going into you. I bet Apostle Kizzy can, too. Glory to God, you're getting it. You're getting it. It's going right into you. Hallelujah. I loose like electricity. It feels like electricity. I loose this Holy Ghost electricity to drive out the pain and to drive out the cause of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
The heart of it in the name of Jesus. I speak to you, organs. I speak to you in the name of Jesus.
There you go. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I was still going in here.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us where you are. Tell us how it feels.
Oh, I feel it. It's going away. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Come on now, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. I heard that thing was trying to be stubborn. We're not moving.
Yes.
We're going for a second prayer. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Thank you.
Yes.
We give you the glory, God. We give you the praise for it. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And even as we get ready to play this song, look what the Lord has done.
Yes.
We say this. And right now, in Jesus' name, we thank you for sealing that healing in the name of Jesus, that it cannot come back again in any way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. It can't even move to another generation, but it must cease and desist. It is sealed now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in, Sister Beatrice.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I had to push one. You said that about the mind and the side. I said, didn't he call it? Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks, y'all. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
Blood. Yes. All right.
Amen. And I just, you know, even before, and I see you, Pastor Catherine, you're next. Anyone else, if you like prayer, the two elements that have been called out so far is the battlefield of the mind and pain in the side of the stomach. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And the Lord was saying that's what the enemy is trying to do to the people of God, is to mess with our mind and, you know, come into the battlefield of the mind. And what I see in the spirit is that battlefield between David and Goliath. You know, David and Goliath was on the battlefield. And you notice that Goliath kept trying to tell him stuff, talk about him. He talked about him bad. You know, he said bad stuff about him, like he was nothing and nobody. But David had to stand up in who he is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He had to stand. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that will come against the children of the true and living God? So he had to stand up in who he is, or who he was in the Lord. And that's part of what we have to do. That's part of our arsenal of what we have to do when we're coming against the enemy, like Goliath, you know, trying to be big, bad, and bold and saying stuff against us. And we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then I like the fact that David said his testimony. He didn't say it to him, but to Goliath, but he said it to Saul. He fought the lion and the bear. He came with a testimony. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
And I know how Pastor Price said, we got to know too much about him to doubt it. Amen. When we have a testimony, we can go back and rehearse what God has already done in our lives. Amen. Yes. We don't have to make up nothing. We can go back and rehearse that he has been a good God all the time. Amen. All right, I guess I got a little preach on this tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to open a line for Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Amen.
Press your number one key, and we're going to get to you. Amen. Pastor Catherine, welcome. Take your mute off.
Well, praise God. I was just talking
there
away.
There's a friendly voice.
I was just going to ask that you pray that song, Look What the Lord Has Done. I just thank the Lord. I want to say Happy New Year to the Hawkeyes, because I don't think I heard them last month.
You did not.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I think we were in the hospital with mother. But it's so good to hear you all tonight, and thank God for you. I was just wondering if I could give a name, if I could just give someone a situation with someone, if you all would pray for them, do I have to give their name? Because I don't think...
You do not. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, I would just someone has been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and I just want you all to pray for. He's a young man. And then before you all pray, I want to say, I was trying to, I think I remember one thing that I had in December. I believe you all prayed, Apostle, you can look back at that and see, but I believe I had you all to pray for me because they thought they had saw something in my breast and I had to go back for a second mammogram. And I just wanted to let you all know all is well.
And thank you all for
thank you
for your prayer. Thank you for your
prayer. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's good news. Good news. Yes. Good news.
Okay. Amen. Let's stop for a minute.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. He was just in time. I'm going to praise his name.
Amen.
So you
want
to there it is, Pastor.
Oh, praise God. I want you all to pray for this young man because I've been knowing him since he was a little boy. And he's so precious to me. So just please pray for him.
We're going to pray for him. And we often... We want everyone to join in here. Actually, we really like it when you join in on every single prayer. But we want you to join in on this. And this is a serious situation, but we have a serious God.
Amen.
He's serious about his love, and he's serious about his love for us, and he's serious about his love for this young man. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So I lay hands on my wife from the front and the back. As a point of contact, thinking in my mind and in my spirit of this young man. And we curse you, lung cancer, you filthy thing, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I rebuke you. I command you to cease your attack against this man. I bind you from doing any more damage. I curse you in the mighty name of Jesus, and I cast you out and off of his body. I loose the power of the Holy Spirit to fix and to heal and to mend every little shred of damage that has been done by this disease. You go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're out. Get out and stay out in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We believe you for it. We trust you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to say, I lift up his family, all of his family that's surrounding him at this time. Give them your perfect peace with their mind stayed upon you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I think about the scripture that says, I've set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. I thank you, Lord God, that his family and him, that they shall not be moved by the things that the doctors are saying. They shall not be moved, that they will stand. And when they've done all they could do to stand, they will continue to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Because the word of God never fails. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just thank you for that, Lord God. Thank you that all of them around him will be just so overflowing with faith in God. Nobody's going up there crying all over him and everything, but everybody unified, standing on the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Thank you. We're glad you called in. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God. So I was going to say, it came to my mind. I went, me and a friend of mine, both in the healing ministry at the time, went to see this young man, not the same young man, but another young man who was in the hospital, and he was going through a lot. He could barely talk. I think he was in pain. They didn't know exactly what was going on with him and everything. And, you know, he was laying there. He had probably a lot of drugs in him and everything. And he wasn't saying anything. And, you know, we prayed for him. And then we started talking, like, you know, having conversations in his room. And he looked at us and he said, "Pray." I was like, "Oh, Lord."
That's awesome. Pray.
He's like, "You didn't come in
pray.
Here." He didn't say all that. He didn't say, you didn't come in here to talk. You can't. You better pray. And say, we prayed again, you know, for him. And, you know, and a lot of people were praying for him. I'm just going to say that. A lot of people were praying for this young man. And he couldn't walk at the time. He could hardly talk. It was a lot of stuff. He had lost a tremendous amount of weight and everything. And don't you know, he did get out of the hospital. He got out of the rehab. He was able to go back home. Hallelujah, because he lived in another state. He was able to go back home and go back to work. Glory to God.
Wow.
Amen. And, hey, and he made sure anybody who came in there was not lollygagging. They was praying.
That's hilarious. Glory to God.
I know. You're like, pray.
Praise
you're like, oop.
Amen.
Well, he knew that prayer was going to change things. Us sitting there talking
Amen.
About stuff before was not going to do anything for him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Anyone else with depression, if you're going through any kind of pain, any kind of issues, the two ailments that were called out today was the battlefield of the mind. And, you know, I even know from myself, the enemy was trying to mess with my mind. And I had to plead the blood of Jesus over my own mind, you know, and say, no, you can't bring stuff to me from my childhood. You're not going to do that. You know, the blood of Jesus. And then also, it's the battlefield of the mind, pain in the stomach or on the side. And so far, Sister Beatrice was experiencing both of those things. And the Lord healed her stomach and her side that was having issues.
Hallelujah.
So he's here. He's already put out his calling card. Bam, I'm here.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
I think there's also, Apostle, I think there's also someone with pain around the arm, elbow, arm, that kind of area too.
Okay.
I think there's, add that to the list, please.
Okay. Pain around the elbow, okay, and the arm, right?
Yeah.
All right. He's here to heal. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's here to heal us everywhere we hurt, even
everywhere.
In the spirit of our mind. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, I have things that I can talk about right now, like we can talk about salvation, amen, and then we could come back, hallelujah. So let me check my text, see if anyone has texted me something. Oh,
okay.
I see you, arm, elbow, thank you, hallelujah. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel and family.
If someone push the number one key, we want to do them first. If we're all out of number one keys, Linda and I have a request for somebody. Okay. So.
Okay. All right. Minister Rachel and family, press their number one key. Anyone else, go ahead and press your number one key. We really have a little bit over an hour, and we don't have to use all that time. So it's fine. Press your number one key, though. Get in the queue. Don't hesitate. Amen.
Don't hesitate.
Okay, for you or even for somebody else that you know that's going through something. Okay? Minister Rachel and family, opening up your line now. Welcome.
Hi. I unmute my line.
okay.
Oh, hi, everyone. God bless you all. I'm praying that, I want prayer for these times when certain things, let me see. I didn't eat anything spicy today, but there would be like sometimes I was like, well, I'm saying the blood of Jesus against it, and the blood of Jesus mm-hmm. is over my health. Say God bless it, everything like that, because I drink ginger and God be blessing me to feel better. Because sometimes I like to drink milk. It tastes so good. And so, you know, be something about the stomach. And also to pray for Gabriel, because I know he's teething, and I just pray that he doesn't, you know, get fever and things like that. And because there's certain times that, like in the morning, like around 12 or 1 a.m., he pops up hollering and stuff. So I want him to be peaceful, because I'd be really tired after being up with him. For my mm-hmm. daughter, she works from 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. So, and also her feet is getting swollen. My daughter Renasia, for her feet. So just pray for the whole family. It's a little bit of stuff. I mean, different things now, but God took us through the other stuff, and He healed everybody. So no one has COVID. Praise God. We just need,
God.
You know, prayer for like stomach things, heartburns, and what else. And Gabriel, you know, because he's teething, we don't want him to have too much discomfort. We want him to have peace so his sleep doesn't be disturbed. We want him to have peaceful sleep, the little prince. And my daughter, her feet, because she'd be on it all day as a security officer.
All night.
I mean, okay. No, it's from 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning. Oh, he's happy. He's with me right now. Malachi is helping me with him in my room. So he's kind of cheery
good.
Right now.
So we've got feet for your daughter.
Look,
we've got teething for the little one.
And he vomited a little bit today. Yeah, so he won't vomit anymore.
And that's little Gabriel that's teething and he vomited.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. And pray for Amber too, because she had. Oh yeah, I'm so sorry. And pray for Amber, because some days ago she had said she stood up something. I don't know if it was a blood clot or anything like that. I'm not sure. And she was like her side. Amber, when was that, Princess? It was this week or last week. Mm-hmm. She's not by the door yet. Oh, before she was by the door, but I know it was something that was going on with her tummy and she said something about blood, so I plead the blood of Jesus over her health as well. And y'all, I know y'all gonna stand in the gap with me for our, you know, that God keep us healthy.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, because He's our health insurance. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
With good benefits.
Yeah.
Thank you,
I got everybody.
Okay.
So love y'all. I thank God for y'all. Thank you, Jesus.
Too. And Renisha, is it her legs, feet?
Sometimes I think it's either her lower back and her feet, because she
okay.
was on her I believe
okay.
it'd be probably be her lower back and her feet.
Okay, all right.
It might be her legs. If God had you to say her legs out there, then pray for it all, because He knows all
okay.
of our whole body.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Father God, we come before Your presence with our sister. Right now, we pray for Renasia, Lord. We pray that Your mighty power would touch her legs, her feet. We pray that You would touch and heal them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We pray that You would touch her breath. We pray that You would touch everything that is causing her feet to hurt. Right now, in Jesus' name, I ask You to put everything in alignment in order, Lord. I ask You to align everything in order, every bone, every vessel, every nerve, Everything muscle. Right now, we call into order in Jesus' name in Renesia. And we call it her healed in your name, Lord Jesus. And we pray for your mighty hand to touch and heal her right now. And then we pray for Amber, whatever the stomach trouble is, that she thought that there was some blood or something, we just pray that you would touch and heal her stomach right now, wherever she's at. We plead your blood upon her right now, and we ask for a mighty healing, and that whatever this is, Lord, you'll take it away and that you'll take care of her. And we pray for baby Gabriel with his teething, that you would calm him. And we pray that you would comfort him and heal any sickness that would cause him to throw up. And I pray, Lord, that you would ease the pain. Ease the pain or take it completely away so that baby Gabriel may rest, as I plead your blood upon him entirely. In Jesus' name, we give this baby to you, asking you to touch this little one because he belongs to you, Jesus. God. And you don't want him to be sick, and you don't want him to be in pain. As we ask for nothing less than your complete healing upon this baby, and we ask for blessings upon our sister right now as she leads and guides her family, that you will anoint her words, that you will anoint her hands, that you will anoint her feet, that you will even anoint food that she prepares and drinks that she serves. As we ask all this, Jesus, in your name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you. God bless you all. I thank God for this broadcast. This is what I call the Holy Ghost hospital. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Because the Lord, I mean, I just give glory to him because we be needing it. Sometimes we can't go to the hospital because it'd be so costly. I had savings and I had to spend it, paying for some of the stuff. They even though they did do like, they brought down the medical bill, I still had to pay it, and that took money out of my income to, you know, for my budget, for my family, but God still blesses never to lack. So we don't, because we don't have health insurance, and my kid's father did not put them all in the health insurance. So even though he get it fully through the job, but I thank God that the Lord has been sustaining us all these years since I got over the other one. They canceled us out of the other one. Because what happened was, I'm not even sure. I just thought because he kept filing, they kept sending that paper to my house, and that's how I knew he kept filing them. They kept sending the paper to the house, and they figured, well, if he's claiming these children, then they should be on his insurance. So I guess maybe they figured that way. What if I'm wrong? Please forgive me. But I just thought that that's why they was doing that. If he's going to claim them, as if he's taking care of them throughout the years and stuff and going to the doctor and everything, because they haven't been seen since 2019, because that's when I had it, 2018 or 2019, when I did all the physicals. And then I had to get on charity care, and God took care of me with that, and then that ended, and I had to just pay the other stuff. But he always blesses to never lack. So I thank God for the labor that y'all do, and we do need to just keep each other uplifted in prayer. We are held accountable for one another. We are the brethren in Christ Jesus, and I thank God for y'all that we can call in and come in on one accord and come in unified, praying for each other, and God hears us. So thank you, Lord God, for meeting every need and healing us all in Jesus' name by the power of your blood. In Isaiah 53 all the and 5 all the way in all of our lives in Jesus' name.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And Minister Rachel, what just came to my mind is when the children of Israel were going through for 40 years, none of them got sick.
Amen.
Their shoes didn't even wear out for 40
years.
So
amen.
We know that God is well able to do that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And if he needs to do it through a physician, you know, if he wants to do it in that way, he'll make sure you have everything that you need.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
All
praise
right.
God.
Well,
Gabriel's happy. He's smiling. He's feeling good. I'm just waiting for his bed to dry so I can put a clean sheet in there. So he can go to sleep.
Oh,
he's on my bed with me.
Okay.
So love y'all and love Pastor Mom.
How does your chest feel now?
Mm-hmm.
From the heartburn.
Oh, much better, much better. Not just I'm feeling much better. Cause I'm not eating nothing spicy. I'm eating my broccoli and stuff.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Well,
awesome.
I mean, you're feeling better enough for us to play Look What the Lord Has Done?
You can play it.
Amen. 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 We're praying that because your chest is better. We believe it's healed in Jesus' name. We're praying that for Gabriel, for Amber, and for Renasia. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
And can y'all pray for muscle stiffness? I was like, the blood of Jesus against it. Hold on, y'all. Like sometimes, I was lifting a lot of stuff today, and the shoulders.
Glory to God. Did you?
So where?
Yeah. My shoulders, because I know I was lifting a lot of bags today.
Both shoulders?
That kind of lifting
yeah,
can make your shoulders work. Yes, we could pray for that.
Yes, go for it. Glory to God.
Everything that's connected to my shoulders, my arms. Because I know I haven't worked out those muscles in a while, because I know I lift up stuff, but not too heavy, but I went out a lot today.
Okay. From 1 to 10, where are you with the pain in your shoulder? And we'll let you pray, Minister Linda, just a second.
Sure.
Bro,
I'm gonna say it's 3. It's not that bad. It's 3. I just want to, I don't want to feel it at all.
That's a nagging pain there at 3. Okay, go ahead, Minister Linda.
Father God, you touched and healed me when I was, my breasts were hurting so badly from swimming that the movement of my arms was only hurting my arms but my breast, and I was in so much pain, Lord, and you've healed me. And Lord, I'm asking you to touch my sister's shoulders as you've touched me, Lord. I'm asking you to touch her shoulders completely and take this pain away, ease the muscle pain, ease the nerve pain, ease the bone pain. Right now, we call our sister's shoulders at peace right now. In Jesus' name, we speak to her shoulders to be at peace and pain-free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We praise
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Because I'm just
thank
moving
you,
my
Jesus.
Arms up and down. It's not bothering. I mean, it's not feeling terrible. He's on my bed, little cute self.
Amazing.
I know the Lord is touching them, but do you have any source of heat that you can put on them? Like, do you have any heating pads or little things you can stick in the microwave that gets warm?
When I was at CBS today, I should have got them heating pads because God showed me a coupon that I had got for any. I'll go back and get them because I got a coupon. All right, I'm going to go get the ones that you stick on without even microwaving. You just put on them. So I'll have to go to CBS again.
Yeah, that would be wonderful because I'm telling you.
Yeah, I should have got those heating tests. I feel better. So whenever I'm lifting, he'll have me to just put one of those icy hot type of pads on.
Probably. Whenever it feels warm, that will help it a lot. And I know the Lord is touching you, but sometimes we have to, you know, do some things ourselves. And he's led me where my body hurts to put heat on. And it really works.
Yeah, I better do that. I should have listened. I didn't know that I would need it. But I'm just so glad for his mercy. So he's going to bless me with the funds to get that. So I'm going to do that.
Yes, he is.
My princess, she usually blesses me at times. So she's going to be getting paid. So she blessed me. So God bless her heart. And she usually helps me with stuff. She's like, Ma, you need those? I'll go to CVS and get them, and I'll give it a coupon.
Okay.
All right. Love y'all. Y'all bless.
Okay.
Thank God for the y'all labor of love. Just praying for all of us. Just God bless y'all. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Love you. Blessed night. Blessed, peaceful night. Gabrielle will sleep.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. We had a prayer request that was texted in. I was trying to get, I got some more details. Okay. A prayer request from someone who's on the line that said their husband has been diagnosed with cancer. And they want prayer for their husband.
Amen. Amen. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Tonight is your night to heal people with cancer, Lord. Praise God. That's a wonderful thing. Praise God for this husband. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Walking over there toward little Linda. All right, this is what we're going to do. I lay hands on my wife as a point of contact in faith in the name of Jesus for this prayer request that has come in. We join our faith with the prayers that have already gone forth. We're not going to take anything away, Lord, but we're going to add to it. We curse this cancer in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Foul thing, we curse you and command you to stop in the name of Jesus. We command you to reverse in Jesus' name. Let go of this body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out. Lord, we thank you. We have authority over this disease. I ask that you would touch and heal every cell, every part that has been affected, and that you would completely restore the body of any damage that was done from this attack. Now get out in Jesus' name, you filthy cancer. We call it done in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we give you praise. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As you were praying, I was thinking about there was a time when I lived in New Jersey, and we prayed for someone who was diagnosed with cancer in Jamaica. And as I recall, it wasn't a long prayer. You know, we prayed, we said something like, we send the word of God. He said his word and they were healed, you know, and we sent the word of God all the way to Jamaica and they got healed. Glory to God. We weren't even on the phone. We were on the main line, right? On the main line. Tell him what you want. And so we sent the word of God. Amen. And joined together with others. And okay. And the wife says, I do touch and agree. I believe. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, 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 hallelujah. So, you know, we'll continue to pray Let us know. Keep us posted on how he's doing. Amen. We're in this with you. Praise God.
That's right.
We're in this with you, standing with you. Hallelujah. In prayer. Amen. And I, you know, of course, I always remember the man from England who called in.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, like, he didn't have to be here. He called in and
wow.
And got healed tonight. And he was so excited.
Praise
yeah.
God.
It's like he was so surprised. It's like, wow, really? So we thank God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. And we thank God for immediate suddenly in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Let there be an immediate, sudden healing in his body in the name of Jesus. And undeniably healed. Hallelujah. Astounding
Hallelujah.
The doctor in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. Hallelujah. You can do that at any time. And so you guys said you have a prayer request as well from someone?
We do. My dad, who lives in Spring Hill, Florida, is going through something where he's got pain on his side. I believe you called that out, did you not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It didn't connect. Now, you called out pain in the side, and he's got some kind of pain in his side, and it's difficult for him to walk and so forth. But he's been tested out with several tests, and they can't find anything wrong, okay? Which
mm-hmm.
I guess in the one hand, it's good that they're not finding anything wrong, but, you know, something's up, okay? He's
mm-hmm.
something, it's, you know, it's not a little thing. It's a pretty big deal. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn it over to you because you had a word of knowledge about the side. It just now dawned on me. It's on his side. I don't know which side, but it's on the side. And
mm-hmm.
praise God. It'll be awesome. Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. And I think about, you know, Pastor Mom, how she's been going through that pain for like, at least, well, they kept diagnosing her as if she had a UTI, a urinary tract infection, but it was more than just a urinary tract infection. It was three infections coming from different directions, you know.
Wow.
And so God revealed that, and her doctor really didn't want her to go to this specialist. He even sent her to have a CT scan. You know, and that didn't reveal
wow.
anything. It was like, it revealed something, but not that. So, yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus. What's dad's name, his first name?
Lynn.
Okay. Amen. That's what they call my brother-in-law, Lynn. His name is
God.
Lenny. Call him Lynn. Okay. Amen. Lord God, we lift up Mr. Lynn to you right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God. As you have said to us over the years, what you reveal, you heal. Hallelujah. And you revealed this to us tonight. We didn't know anything about it in the natural, but you knew. You know exactly what's going on that's causing it to be difficult for him to walk. And you know exactly what it is that's going on in him that just doesn't look right.
Yes.
So, Lord, there it is. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, right now for rising over him with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your blood is accurate. Your blood is pinpoint accurate. going exactly into the area that is affected in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, as I'm praying, my knee is highlighted. The Lord just highlighted my knee area. And so, Lord, okay, we lift up Mr. Lynn's knees as well in the name of Jesus, whether that's connected with the side or whether it isn't, we lift that up to you as well in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now. I see by your spirit that the discomfort in his side, and it's even now, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are indeed right now working on his knee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Nothing was said about the knee, but you're working on it right now. I see it very clearly. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, we lift up any kind of male issues in his body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any kind of male issues in his body, we thank you, Lord God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. It's like it's done. So check him and let us know. I mean, I perceived that the Lord was working in that area. The anointing was moving around in that area. Then, you know, in the knee area. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing him now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.
Wow.
So we'll get the report tomorrow.
Amen. I'll check with my mom. They're probably in bed now, but I'll check with her. Glory to God.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Amen.
Please, God.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Let's see. Oh, we just had someone else to join the line. Welcome. Good to see you, area code 336. God bless you. Amen. I don't think we know your number, but that's okay. God knows your number. Amen. Amen. Yeah, welcome. So right now, just give you a review of what we're doing here tonight. Praise his holy name. We've had three ailments that the Lord has highlighted to us and let us know about what's going on in three different areas. That the battlefield of the mind, the enemy's trying to mess with people's mind right now in a below the belt kind of area. You know, he's not doing it nice. And so we've been praying for the battlefield of the mind. There was a sister, Beatrice, was on with us, and that's what she was going through. Then we prayed for the side, around the stomach area, and Sister Beatrice was going through that as well. And then we just prayed for Mr. Lynn.
That's right.
Phillip's dad inside of the stomach as well. And, you know, pain in that. And by the way, Sister Beatrice, as we prayed for her, the pain completely left her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Healed in Jesus' name. And then we another ailment that was brought to our attention was pain around the elbow and the arm. So if you're experiencing pain in any of those areas, the battlefield of the mind, side of the stomach, pain around the arm and the elbow, you know, you can press your number one key, and so we can pray with you. Amen. If there's any other kind of ailments that are going on, let us know about it. We'll pray with you about that, you know, because our God is a great big God. Amen. So he's not limited to the three ailments that we know about tonight. Hallelujah. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Hallelujah. That's our theme song. And so he wants to heal you. Wherever you hurt, he wants to heal you. Amen. So press your number one key. Some of you just got on the line. Thank you for coming on. You know, just because you just came on, don't be shy. All right? We have approximately 33 minutes left on the broadcast. And, okay, area code 336, your line.
Okay, all right,
welcome.
Hey,
welcome.
Thank you. This is Stephanie, Linda's daughter.
Hey, Stephanie, I should know your number from memory.
I know. Yes, I'm here in North Carolina.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Yeah, thank
happy
you.
New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year to you as well.
What can we pray with you about today?
I am just following up, and I know the Lord has been doing a work, and I don't know if you remember, but back in the fall, my youngest son, who's 8 years old, he developed a sty on his eye back in September, and it ended up getting a granuloma on it that he had to have surgery in October to have it removed, and we've been battling this really since then. It just, we thought it would be gone, but right now there's still something hanging on there to his eyelid. I believe we've been praying over it that it's trying to dry up. I don't think it's, but we're just believing that it'll be a complete healing and that his eye, this can just be resolved and that nothing else is trying to grow there. I'm hoping what is left there is just trying to dry up. We have been back to see the ophthalmologist, but we're just really praying. Like I said, it's looking better. It's looking better than it has, but I just want to stand in faith that it completely comes off his eyelid and he can move on. And that's what I'm calling in for, complete healing for that.
Okay. Does it hurt him? Or, I mean, and can he see? Two questions.
Yes, he can see. It's on his eyelid, but it is a little bothersome to him because it's eyelid, and if he messes with it, he doesn't want it messed with, then that bothers him. Day to day, during the day, it's not really hurting him. It's just annoying to have this, you know, it was really big. I think he saw the picture back in the fall, but it's not like that anymore, but it's still hanging on there, a piece of it, that I know he would like to just get relief from. And he already wears glasses. So it's just another thing in his way for his eyes that I'm just standing on, that it's just going to be removed and gone.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Well, we join our faith together.
Yes.
I know your mom and Elder Philip have already prayed. I'm going to join in prayer. Joined by the prayers that have already been prayed. Hallelujah. Amen. I should know his name. Tell me his name again.
Caden.
Caden. Okay.
Caden.
Okay. Caden, how do you spell it?
C-A-D-E-N. Caden.
Okay. Just like it sounds.
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed. We thank you, Lord God, that you're touching Caden right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Even as I'm going into prayer, I heard that Caden is a brave. He is so brave.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Whether that's being spoken like it, things would be not as though they were, or whether he's walking in bravery right now, the Lord says so strongly he's brave.
Praise
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord God. He's brave. Hallelujah. We give you praise right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. As you just arise over him with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
In that area that over his eyelid and all that has been going on with the side that is taken off and the part that is still kind of hanging off, Lord, to remove it completely.
Yes,
in
Jesus.
The name of
Jesus.
Remove it completely and totally. And then, Lord, we ask that all of the trauma that went along with it leaves as well.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for it right now, that you're rising over him with healing in your wings. Thank you, Lord God, that your yoke-destroying, burden-lifting, anointing is all over him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for doing it. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord God. And we thank you for peace upon Stephanie, peace on the whole family in the name of Jesus. As they even see that their hearts are guarded, knowing that you are on time, God, in the name of Jesus. This thing may seem like it's running late, but you're an on time God, and you're removing it from him at just the right time.
Jesus.
And so we thank you for it right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Amen. Good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to have to put your phone number in another place so I know when Stephanie calls.
Thank you. So, it's just been a blessing. Call in.
Amen.
Well, we're glad so you did, so praise God.
There we are. I love you so much. I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah,
yes.
I love you too. Thank you.
Okay,
did the kids
I
get to bed?
Well, too, Stephanie.
Thank
Say
you. Yes, you all have a good night.
Good night. Love you. Oh.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Number one keys are being pressed here. And nope, I don't see any. Okay.
I have a prayer request that came in.
Okay.
My youngest daughter, Lindsay, has got an appointment with the dentist. But her pain from her wisdom teeth tonight is excruciating. It's horrible.
Oh,
so she would
God.
Like us to pray that the pain would be relieved, because I think it's in a few days that she's going to get to see the dentist, or a week or something. But she can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
She can't get in right away. But she'll be seeing him in a few days. But the pain is really bad.
Okay. Now. I'm going to pray, but I'm going to do like you. I want to give a remedy that has worked for me over the years.
Okay.
And I got this from some friends in New Jersey. So,
uh-huh.
what it is clothes.
Really?
Like it can be you know, to just to hold a whole clove between her teeth like that if she can, or even ground cloves. Put it like on the top, all around the spot. It does a couple of things. And actually, when you smell cloves, it smells like the dentist's office.
Really?
And, yeah, I mean, if you don't think about it being on ham, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
where would she get the cloves?
At the grocery store, in the spice section.
Okay. In the spice section.
Yeah.
Okay.
Garlic and cloves and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, glory to God.
Okay.
Cloves where the salt and the pepper and all of that stuff is, where the spices are.
Now I think I know what you're talking about, because I think we used I would think of cloves as being like a leaf, but I think that you're talking about the cloves. Do you stick them down like in a ham when you're making it?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the pineapple,
then I know what
clove,
it is.
Ground cloves, and then put it on the tooth, you know, use your finger or something, the Q-tip or whatever, and put it back there with the this, you can use the ground clove or you can bite on the whole clove, but put it all around the gum and the teeth. And what it does is it soaks in, just like when you cooking a ham and you want the flavor to go all the way through the clove flavor.
Right. I got you.
It goes. It's like it's an antibiotic. And it's a pain reliever.
Well, praise God. Okay, we will do that. Wonderful.
And it will take the edge off. You know,
okay,
until
wonderful.
She's able to go to the doctor or to the dentist. And I have used it myself.
Wonderful.
When I was going through something and I had to have a tooth pulled, and you know, wasn't able to make it there right away or get an appointment right away, I put that on, and I'm telling you, it works. It really works. It really helps.
Praise God. I would love to know that.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. So, Lindsay, that's who we're praying for, Lindsay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for wisdom. Amen. The spirit of wisdom and revelation to know what to do and how to do and when to do it, Lord God. And even to bring up the cloves as you know, used with me years ago. And so, Lord God, we thank you right now for healing her in Jesus' name. And usually the wisdom tooth does have to come out, which is a weird thing. Wisdom has to come out. But let wisdom come in her. Amen. And then flow through her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are the God that healeth me. And we ask you, even before the clothes come, that the pain and the discomfort is removed from her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that your peace abounds in her right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, we give you praise and glory for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Praise you,
amen.
Jesus.
You know how God will bring things back to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
To be maybe about 17, 18 years ago. And then one of my nieces came over. She was going through something with her teeth, and we gave her the clothes as well. And that really does the edge off of any kind of pain that's going on in your mouth.
That is wonderful. That's really good to know.
Amen. And I just want to let you know that I keep the, and I've told other people about what you told us about the if you need iron in your body, cooking a cast iron skillet.
Yes.
I was like, no, I Googled it. You know, everybody's Googling everything. And I was talking to somebody about it, and they said, yeah, the doctors used to say that all the time years ago. It wasn't go get an iron supplement. It was like cooking a cast iron skillet, and your iron will come up in your body.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. It's amazing how things that are so simple can be so good for us, and there's a lot of things in this modern world that we don't know or realize how good some simple things like cloves, you know, or an iron skillet can be for you. But God has these answers, and it's not always out of a pill bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It can be, but it's not always out of a pill bottle.
Right. Like, who was that? Hezekiah or somebody told him to put some figs on him. So God wants to heal us everywhere we hurt, and he'll do it any way he wants.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Well, I don't see any other number one keys pressed, and give you guys a moment here. God has been healing tonight. Praise his holy name. He's absolutely been healing. And amen. And those of you who just came on not too long ago, if you have anything going on, you make sure you press your number one so we can pray for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The ailments that were revealed earlier was the battlefield of the mind, because the enemy he's messing with people in the spirit of their mind, you know, trying to put thoughts in. You know what they would say years ago, and it's still true, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop them from making a nest. So,
Amen.
The enemy try to fly some thoughts over our head, you know, but we don't have to make a nest for them and let them stay there. And so so we were praying for people who are having issues in the battlefield of the mind. And the Bible says in Hebrews 9:14, the blood of Jesus is able to purge our conscience from every dead work so that we can serve, hallelujah, we can serve the living God. Amen. So we were praying over the battlefield of the mind. And that includes any kind of fear the enemy tries to put on you, any kind of negative thoughts at all, vain imaginations, trauma that would keep rolling around in your head. The blood of Jesus is over that. Amen. And a battlefield of the mind, hallelujah. I think of the scripture, we are more than conquerors. Glory to God. Amen. So we win by his spirit. Hallelujah. Another ailment that was brought out today was pain in the side, around the stomach area, but on the side of the stomach. Amen. And so we prayed for Sister Beatrice and Mr. Land for that. Sister Beatrice was healed after the second prayer tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And then what was revealed was pain around the elbow and the arm, around the arm area, or around the elbow and the arm. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you're going through that, pressure number one key, if you know somebody who's going through that, you know, call them up. Tell them to call in real quick, and we'll pray with them. Or you can press your number one key, and we will pray. And definitely we're not limited to praying with you. You know, we're not limited by these three elements. Definitely God is bigger, great, big, bigger than all of that. And we can pray with you. Amen. Okay, so Hawkeyes, take a little rest there. And we'll be back with you in a few moments. And we're going to start closing up. So give us closing remarks and closing prayer. And in the meantime, let's pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. You talk about the ultimate healing. Healing is salvation. Amen. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when you get to heaven, everything is healed. Everything is whole. Everything is right. Glory to God. And sometimes we get to experience it right here on earth before we get to heaven. I was with someone when a beautiful woman of God, and I was helping to take care of her before she went home to be with the Lord. And over her lifetime, she had hemorrhoids that were, you know, big, uncomfortable hemorrhoids over the years. And about 2 days before she passed away, all of the hemorrhoids went away. And she was beginning to receive her heavenly healing before she left here. So God has ultimate healing for you and for me in heaven, where everything is complete, everything is good. Hallelujah. And God loves us so much. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." It's a love thing. He loves you so much, hallelujah, that he wants you to live forever, you and me, forever with him. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved." So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that what the Bible says is true, even though none of us was here 2,000 years ago to check it out. Amen. Hallelujah. So make a choice right now to believe that Jesus came and died on a cross for you and for me. Make a choice to believe that. And then we're going to say a prayer so that you can say it out loud. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. And God raised you from the dead. Forgive me all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You prayed that prayer with all your heart. You are saved. You are born again right now. It was, yeah, it was easy. It was simple, probably too simple, but it wasn't really too simple because Jesus did all the work. Hallelujah. We just believe and receive what he's, amen. And while I was praying, I saw a little vision, and I was like, what is this? Elder Philip, it reminds me of your, what you were, you smell things in the spirit. And I saw a dog, and a dog was biting a taco. If anybody knows what that means, press your number one key. I have no clue what that means, but a dog was taking a bite out of a taco. Okay, someone who got saved, you know, we may be in the future. You may be in 2055, and you're hearing this. Well, you prayed that prayer with us, you got saved in 2055 or whenever you hear it, and whenever you say the prayer, you are saved right then and right there. So we pray over you that God will fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. If you see another Bible-believing church close to you, by all means, please go there. Hallelujah. And you can still come and learn and grow with us. We're on several times during the week, so you can learn and grow with us as well. So let's talk about it briefly, what we do here at the God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, we have church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. On this Sunday, Pastor Mom will be speaking. Hallelujah. Amen. So join us. Excuse me, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where we have four volunteers to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. It is an awesome experience. Amen. So please call in, meet us there Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, this is the second Wednesday of the month. Second Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have prophetic healing. Our next prophetic healing, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, will be the second Wednesday in March, and that is March the 8th. Hallelujah. Amen. So March the 8th, 2023, we'll have prophetic healing again. So meet us here, friends about it, and so that they can get healed. Amen. And then what we do on Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have a new broadcast that we just added last month, and it is called Anointed Pandemic Babies. So the Lord has us really praying for babies, and he's doing something with the babies now. Amen. We can even tell by our dear Gabriel, hallelujah, what God is doing in these babies. And so what we want to do on the 22nd, and that's the fourth Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, what we want to do is we want to pray for babies. between, well, newborn babies up to the age of around 4 years old, we want to pray for them. If they have any kind of ailments in their bodies, we want to pray for them. If they have any mental type issues, we want to pray for them. Developmental type issues, developing movement and all of that, if they have any developmental issues, we will be praying for these babies on the 22nd, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. For the month of February, we have an anointed couple. Their name is Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne. They're out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And God uses them in such an awesome way. They were giving us their testimony on last Thursday. This Thursday, they'll talk about their ministry and what God is doing in that ministry. And then after that, Reverend Kim is going to preach on the 16th, and then Reverend Bill is going to preach on the 23rd. And I'm telling you, they're very prophetic. God has spoken prophecies through them that are pinpoint accurate. They don't know me really well. They don't know the people who call on the line, and they're prophesying as if they've known them for years. So that's when you know it's really God. It's just God. It's just straight up God. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Amen. So join us. All right. I'm going to open a line for Elder Phillip, Minister Linda. Amen. And as they come back on to give their closing remarks and closing prayer, I want to say this. Father God, we join our faith together. And we lift up this anointed couple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder Phillip and Minister Lynn, thank you, Lord God, for touching their bodies from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You'll rise over both of them with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving them that spirit of wisdom and revelation to know what to do, when to do, and how to do it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for complete and total healing in their bodies, that there is no malfunction in either one of their bodies. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree by the spirit of the true and living God that every part of their bodies function in the perfection that you created it to function in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and we give you glory for them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we want to hear your closing remarks. And closing prayer.
Okay, you got anything, little Linda?
Well, I just want to say that I feel like every time we come together, that no matter what people are facing, that God meets the need. And I also would like to share something that I shared with my son tonight. For anybody that's out there listening, that we're living in a day and age that I want all Christians to come together. Everybody that loves Jesus, come together. I don't care about some of the differences in belief that you have out there, as long as you believe that Jesus died for your sins and that only his blood can wash you clean, and you know that he is the only way. He is the truth and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but through him. And if you try to get in any other way, you're a thief or a robber. But for everybody out there that loves and knows Jesus, come together. Come together. Pray for one another. Don't forsake being together. Don't forsake being in church. Don't forsake fellowshipping, because we are living in a day and age like I have never seen in America. And I'm asking for the body of Christ to unite together. And that is what the message that I would like to leave tonight.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, that's interesting. Several days I found myself praying for unity.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess I'll have a closing prayer.
That sounds great.
Lord, we thank you for all that has happened tonight. We give you all praise, all glory. I thank you for Apostle Kizzy, who runs this thing so faithfully every month.
Lord, thank you.
I also thank you, Father, for every single person who was there in the background calling in and praying with us. I even thank you for the people that called in and got prayer. And most of all, I really thank you for being with us, united by your Spirit, and allowing wonderful things to happen. We pray that you would get all glory and the people would continue to glorify you. In Jesus' name, we give you all thanks. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah.
Praise you,
Jesus. Amen. 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 I was thinking about Pastor Price. I see she didn't press her number one key. And we just thank God for Pastor Price's complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. We had our closing remarks. So we will see you all again the second Wednesday of March. This year is marching on. Second Wednesday,
yes,
of March.
It is.
Wednesday, March the 8th, 2023. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we love all of you. And have a blessed rest of the night. And, hey, look what the Lord has done.